Today is Friday, May 24th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Road Trip Day. It's National Cooler Day. A lot of these are Memorial Day related, I feel. It's National Wyoming Day. It's also National Brothers Day, Aviation Maintenance Technician Day, National Scavenger Hunt Day, National Escargot Day, and National Yucatan Shrimp Day. A lot of those vacation related. I mean, I don't know, for whatever reason, road trip in Wyoming reminds me of, Mark and I did a road trip 1 year where we went to mostly South Dakota, but we also, we went slightly into Wyoming because we went to Devil's Tower, I want to say. and so it's in Wyoming. So we went to Mount Rushmore, yada, yada, yada. And then we drove into Wyoming just to go see Devil's Tower. I have some pictures of us with Devil's Tower in the background. Anyway, it was fun. We saw Kathy Bacon. We spent so much time with Kathy Bacon. It's unreal how much time we devoted to seeing Kathy Bacon. It was fantastic. Maybe I'll text my brother today and say, hey brother, happy Brother's Day. He won't even know that it's Brother's Day, but maybe he'll think that's sweet if I text him and say, I love you, happy Brother's Day. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we do have a long weekend coming up. Mark and I have absolutely nothing planned. And I think normally Mark would rather us have plans for a long weekend rather than just stay home. But the problem is with Sydney, who is our dog, for those of you who are new listeners, you know, and with her medical situation and everything, I don't really feel comfortable putting her in doggy, you know, in boarding anymore, because I feel like, I don't know, just having, being in a cage is just, with a bunch of other dogs barking around her and potentially giving her their dog diseases and all that kind of stuff, and probably stressing her out because she doesn't really like other dogs. I just don't enjoy the thought of that. And we have not come up with a dog sitter yet, which we've got to do. We've got to do that soon because we have a trip in July. And my parents are going to be out of town. And so Mark and I have to find a dog sitter that will either let Sydney stay at their house or come stay here for while we're gone. Because, you know, we need her to be taken care of, and my parents are going to be out of the country as well. And so they're not going to be able to keep her, and they're putting their dog in a doggy, in a boarding facility. But again, I don't want to do that to Sydney anymore. So we've got to figure that out. But anyway, regardless, we did not plan anything for this long weekend. I am perfectly fine with that because we have two big trips planned for this year. And I have more. I already went to Florida in April, and then I'm going to California in September with Daniel and Zach. But I also have a business trip to California that's coming up first week of June. And so, but Mark doesn't have as many PTO days as me, and so we have to really plan things anyway. Regardless, we're not doing anything this weekend. He bought some surprise comedy tickets where we don't know who the person is. We don't know anything about it. With like the morning of, they're going to let us know the venue. We don't even know that. And that's for Saturday. And then other than that, I think we're just going to stay around the house. We'll We may find something to do, mini golf or bowling or something like that, just to, you know, give us something extra fun to do. But we don't have any, we're not going anywhere specifically. And so, yeah, there is that. What else? Gosh, nothing has been happening this week. I mean, nothing new to let you guys in on. I'm writing a script. This is where we're going. We're getting to the geeky side of things, ladies and gentlemen, because nothing is going on. And so my hobbies, you know, my hobbies are geeky. I write code and stuff like that, you know, for a hobby. So I've been wanting to, my editing process for editing this show, I will edit and then I will tag the file, MP3 files, which most podcasts are MP3 format. They have all of this metadata that you can add, like the title of the episode and album art and a date and other things. What's the genre, which normally, you know, is personal journal for like a podcast like this one. And those end up showing up in your podcatcher, whatever software you're using to listen to the podcast. They show up there. The album art shows up there. Other stuff. They're in the RSS feed, so et cetera, et cetera. But I have to do all that by hand, and it doesn't take very long. But my process is I edit, I export the edited file to an MP3, and then I have to open that MP3 in Adobe Audition, which is what I do my editing in, and I have to add the tags with the episode number, the name of the podcast, the title, like all of that kind of stuff, album art. Then I save it. Then I have to go and upload that to the server, and that's a separate step. Then I have to go into my WordPress, which is a content management system for the web. I have to create a new article or post. I have to add the file. I have to, like, there are all these things I have to do. Pick art for it, like all this kind of stuff. So I'm writing a script that will be listening to a specific folder on my computer. And then when I drag the file in, I want it to, based on the file name and other factors such as, like, you know, the last episode that was posted, so it can assume that, you know, whatever. I want it to add all the tagging. I want it to upload it to the server. And ultimately, I would like it to post the episode for me without me having to do any of that. So the first step in that was just to get a script that would actually, when I drag a file into a particular folder, that it responds. That it's like, oh, I see that you dragged a file into the folder. So I did that yesterday. And today I'm probably going to add some stuff about, or I'm going to add some code to do the tagging based on what I named the file, pretty much. And then I'll do it in segments. But so I've been working on that, you know. Again, I know that's, well, for some of you who actually subscribe to Geeky Gay because you thought it was going to be geeky, I suppose me talking about programming is like a, you're like, oh, finally he's being geeky. But there you go. For anyone who's in the know, I'm writing the script in Python, which is a programming language. And yeah, that's it. That's it on that. So I went down earlier today and I saw that I had gotten a UPS delivery, and it was my return box for my trade-in for my old iPad. So now everything is complete. I have the new iPad. I have the new iPad Pencil Pro. I have the case for it. I don't have the screen protector, which I want to get, but now I have the return box for the trade-in. So this weekend, one thing I am going to do is I'm going to work on transferring everything from my existing iPad to the new one. I think there's some kind of way that you can just mirror it, like transfer from one to the other. I think they make it a pretty simple process. I'm sure Apple, I'm sure they do, because they want you to buy new devices. So I'm sure they're going to make it as easy as possible and get that all ready and maybe box it up. I don't know. Before I start using the new iPad, I want to have the screen protector. So I may have to go to Best Buy or something and just buy one of those. But yeah, I'm going to do that. And then I'll have my new iPad and I can report how wonderful it is. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.